Yud Ches, we got a number of lines down, Chai. We got to one to around eight, nine lines down. The first word on the line is Ma Ra'u Lomar Birkas Kohanim Acher Hoda. Everyone see that? Four, six, eight, nine. Yeah, eight lines down. So the Gemara says, Ma Ra'u Lomar Birkas Kohanim Acher Hoda. Why do they place Birkas Kohanim after the bracha of Ritzeh of Modim? So the Gemara says, because of Modim. Dechsev Vayisa Aaron Es Yadav Al Ha'am Vayivarchem. So he placed his hands over the Klai Yisrael and he blessed them. Vayered Masos Hachatas Va'ola Vashlamim. And he did this after he completed all the Avoda. So Gemara says, wait a second. It's Ema Kodem Avoda. So the order of the pasuk is the Birkas Kohanim took place before the Avoda. So in light of this pasuk, Birkas Kohanim should come before Ritzeh. No one would ever think that. It means, it says, he blessed them after he had done the Avoda. So the Gemara says, Miksiv Lasos. Me'asav Ksiv. Doesn't say that he's about to do the Avoda. Me'asav, that he already had done the Avoda. So we see that Birchas Karam comes after the Avoda. So if it comes after the Avoda, so then Lamer Achar Avoda, say it after the Avoda, after it say. Why are we waiting until after Modim to say it? So Gemara says, Lo Saga Daitach, no one would ever think that, to place it, Simsha, to place Birkas Kohanim after Ritzeh, because Dechsiv Zoveach Toda. Because the Pasuk says Zoveach Toda, that the Karbanos, part of the Avoda, was to bring a Toda. So you have the Ritzeh, which is the Avoda, you have Modim, which is Toda, and then you have Birkas Kohanim. That's the order. So Gemara says, it doesn't make sense. Why are you relying on that Pasuk of Zoveach Toda, that there's an Avoda followed by Toda, and then Birkas Kohanim? My chazis de samchas ahai, samich ahai. Why are we relying on one pasuk and not relying on the other pasuk? So the Gemara explains, mistavra avoda vahoda chadi. Makes sense that avoda and hoda are really the one and the same thing. Milsi, it's all the same concept. They go hand in hand. You can't really separate the two. So it'd be strange to do avoda, birkas kohanim, and then hoda. So Rashi explains, what do you mean chad milsi? So you look at Rashi two lines down. Chad milsi af hoda avoda shemakamu. So to Hoda is also the Avoda Makom. When we do an Avoda, when we do Karbanos, that's giving Hoda to Hashem, it's giving thanks to Hashem. So you see that Hoda and Avoda are very much the same thing. Now the difficulty here is Birkas Kohanim. What's the nature of Birkas Kohanim? The big Machlokas Rishonim, the Gemara's in Naso, Parshas Naso. The Gemara's in Soda talk about the nature of Birkas Kohanim, whether it's a type of tefillah or if it's a din in Avoda. Birkas Kohanim typically took place in the base of Migdash. That's the real place where it took place. We also do it outside, but the real place is in the base of Migdash. So is Birkas Kohanim a type of Avoda, or is it a type of Tefillah? Anybody know where the Rambam puts the halachas of Birkas Kohanim? In Tefillah. Because he thinks it's a Tefillah. So, but other Rishonim think that's an Avoda. So how do you know this? How do you know it's an Avoda? So there's a machlo. Everyone agrees that a person who's drunk, Shisuya Yayin, a person who's drunk is not allowed to do the Avoda. And it's based on Pasuk. We have first Pasuk in Parsha Shemini. And then... Parsha Shemini, it says that you can't drink, you can't be drunk doing the Avoda. But then it says also, the Gemara in Tainus tells the person who's drunk is not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim either. So the Machlok is, what shear does a person have to be drunk that he can't do Birkas Kohanim? So the Tosfos and Krisus and another Rambam argue. Rambam says, whatever the shear is to be too drunk to daven, that's the shear you can't do Birkas Kohanim, because he thinks Birkas Kohanim and Tefillah are very much the same. Tosfos and Krisus, I think, if I remember correctly, says no, that whatever shear it is that you can't do Avoda, that's the shear that's being used, a different shear that's being used for when you cannot do Birkas Kohanim. So Machlok is whether it's an Avoda or whether it's Birkas Kohanim. So this Gemara would seem to indicate that it is not an Avoda. The fact that we say Hoda and Avoda have to go together, but we're not saying Birkas Kohanim has to go along with it, seems to indicate that Birkas Kohanim is not an Avoda, it's something separate, it's a type of Tefillah, type of Bracha. The fact that we do it outside is certainly not an Avoda, but it would not indicate what its role is in the Beis HaMikdash at all. Yeah, the Gemara says, further now, the Gemara says, now Ma Ra'u Lomar Sim Shalom Acher Birkas Kohanim. So after we do Birkas Kohanim, we know then there's Sim Shalom as the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So why is that afterwards? The pasuk says, V'samu Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, place my name on Bnei Yisrael, V'ani Avarchem, so and I'll bless him. Bracha de Kosh Baruch Hu Shalom. What's the bracha of Hashem? It's the bracha is a Shalom Shinemar Hashem Yivarech Esamo Ba Shalom. He gives the bracha of Shalom. So we see that Shalom comes after the Birkas Kohanim. V'chi Me'achar. So now we're going. So now we already went through the entire structure of Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara wants to know now, v'chi me'acher d'mei v'esem zekenim, now that we know there were 120 zekenim, u'mehem kam nevim, among them were many nevim, tiknu tefila, al-haseder, they established Shmoneh Esrei in the proper order. So Shimon HaPakuli, my histir, what in the world did he do? What did he come to provide to us if already it was established in the proper order? So the Gemara says, Shachum v'chazer v'sadim, they initially made it, the 120 zekenim made it, they forgot the order, he came back and he remembered and put it in the proper order. So if you look at the Gilyan HaShaster, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the little circle, he tells us that if you remember, we saw this earlier in the Masechta, Daf Gimel and Aleph, we saw this. Anyone know what context that was? What was forgotten and re-remembered? What was that? The end of letters. That the Menatzpech. Menatzpech, are they the beginning or the end? So they forgot and he came along and remembered. There's another one though. Oh, so what, you said something else?
Yehoshua had forgotten, or there was a halachas that was forgotten when Moshe died. Was it Yehoshua?
We saw the Targum, Unkelus. The Targum that was forgotten. Ezra? I don't think we saw that here in Megillah. Anyways, Rukiah can point out there's another Gemara, also in Sukkah, where in also a situation where they forgot something, and then they almost reinvented it. I forget the context there, though. Okay, the Gemara says now, Mikan Veilach, so after this point, so after these 18 brachas have been established, you're no longer allowed to say any more praise about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does a pasuk say? Mi mal gros Hashem, who's able to say the greatness of Hashem? Yashmir kol tilaso, he's the one who could say all his tilos. So obviously we know. So lemi na lemala gros Hashem, who's the one who's able to explain Hashem's godless? That person who is able to say all his tila. So in essence, it's impossible. It's impossible to say all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. So therefore, it's impossible. You're not allowed to. And the only reason why you're allowed to here is because based on Pesukim, the Gemara Baruch Hu tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said a number of different praise about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the different structures of the brachas that we have here. That's the only reason why you're able to limit the various praise in Bakasha, but beyond that, we're not allowed to say any more. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Bar Baruch Hanam Rabbi Yochanan Hamasaper Bishvachos Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yosem Midai." A person who goes on and on and speaks about Hakadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. It sounds counterintuitive. Nekar Minolam, he gets uprooted. If you talk about how great Hashem is too much, that's actually a bad thing, which sounds very strange. Why would he be nekar? Why would he be uprooted from the world for talking about Hashem's greatness? Because the pasuk says, "They quote a pasuk Shinemar Hayusupar Lo Ki Adaber Imamar Ish Ki Yivla." So a person tries to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, such a person, it's impossible. So such a person, Ki'ish Yivla, he'll be swallowed up, he'll be killed. Because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is impossible to, it's endless, it's infinite. So that if you try harder and harder, and then you stop, it sounds like that's it. You're making him finite, which of course is not true. So that's why you can't say anything more than we're told that you're allowed to say. Darash Yehuda Ish Kfar Gvurya. That was his name. He came from this village of Gvurya. Amrile, others say, was really Ishkfar Gibor, Chayil. So Maidich said, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Lecha Dumiya Tila? So that to you, Dumiya Tila, praise, Dumiya is praise. Dumiya Dom is Lashon Vayidom Aaron. What happened when Aaron's brothers' sons were killed? Vayidom Aaron, he was silent. He had nothing to say. He was Dom. He was like Domim. Domim means an object that's inanimate. It can't move. It's a rock. It's Domim. It can't speak. So, what do you mean, Dumiya's speech is Tila? That's a praise? That's not a praise. So, Sama, the Chula, the Sama, the Refua, the medicine for everything is Mishisuka. The best type of medicine is to be quiet, Shtika. So, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, so he said, Amri b'marava in the West, so Rav Dimi actually came from Eretz Yisrael, and he returned back to Bavel. So, he reported back what they said in the West, in Eretz Yisrael. What did they say there in Eretz Yisrael? They had said, Mila Bisela, a word is the value of one sela, Mishtuka, silence is betraying is the value of two. So we see, again, another raya, there are a number of rayas to the Chazal, but Shtika is greater than speech. Back to the Lachas of the Megillah. The Gemara says, Kara Pel Lo Yatza, a person reads the Megillah by heart, he's not Yotza the Mitzvah, because it has to be B'Sefer. So Minolan, how do you know that you have to read B'Sefer? So Amar Rava, Asya Zechira Zechira, we have a Gezer Shava. Ksiv Hach, it's written here in Megillas Esther V'Yamim Ha'elon Nizkarim. These days have to be remembered, so that's a mention of Zechira. Ksiv Hasim, it's written elsewhere, Kasav Zos Zicharim B'Sefer, it's referring to remembering Amalek. So it says, just like it says there, B'Sefer, that Amalek has to be B'Sefer, so it's a Megillas Esther has to be B'Sefer. Let's just finish this line and I'll explain what that means, that Amalek has to be Besefer. So Mala Halam Besefer, just like there has to be Besefer regarding Amalek, so to Afkan, Besefer, so to here, has to be Besefer. Umimai Dahai Zechira Kriya, how do you know that Zechira really means Kriya here? Dilma'in Ba'alma, maybe it really means that they're referring to Amalek when it says Zechira, maybe it means simply that you have to be Ma'ayin into it, but you don't have to necessarily read it, so maybe there's a Raya of Kriya to Kriya. Gemara says, Lo Sagadaitach, no one would ever think that the Zichron that's mentioned by Amalek means Ian. Everybody would agree it means Kriya. How do you know? Because there's a Medrash that says, Zachar, Yachal Belev. One might think you have to remember Amalek only Belev. But Kishu Omer Lo Tishach, when it says, don't forget, Hare Shechas Halev Amor, that's referring to don't forget in your heart. So, Ha, Ma'ani Mekayim, what do I do with the word Zachar? Must be Bepet, that you have to articulate the Zichir Amalek. So it comes out from this, it's a big discussion. What does it mean that Amalek has to be Besefer? So this Machlokes Rishonim, there's a Rashi writes, or rather Tosos, oh we did this last night, right, Tosos on the top here. Yeah, Tosos on the top, Yuzayin and Beis, and Brachos also in Daf Yud Gimel. Tosos writes that Parsha Zachar is the only Kriya Sator Min Deraisa. So you have to have Besefer. Parsha, what it means here is Besefer. But if you look in the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Zechira is bepeh, like the Gemara ends up here, bepeh, but he doesn't say that you have to read it in the Sefer. I'm Yotzi, my mitzvah, I don't even need a tzibur, I don't even need a Sefer, I could just say the word, Zachar, Zachar, as Amalek, I need to say the entire Pasuk to be kind of mitzvah, but not in a Sefer. So that's Machlokas. So how does Rambam learn this halach here, Sefer? If he holds that you simply have to just say the words of Zachar, so what does it mean Sefer in this Pasuk? I don't remember what the answer is. But Pashas is that you have to have in the Sefer Torah to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Amalek. Okay. So Gemara says now, Karu Targum Lo Yata. Person reads B'Targum, the Megillah, he's not Yotze. Heichi Dami, what does it mean, Targum? Ilem, if it means Dichsiva Mikra, it's written in Hebrew. Mikra means Psukim, it's written in Hebrew. Vikarle Targum, but then you're reading it in Aramaic. In essence, you're not reading the right words. You're making up the words from by heart. So that can't be the case. That's already alpeh. That's already mentioned. So lachicha must be the case. Dichsiva targum v'karle targum. It's written in targum. It's written in Aramaic, and it's read in Aramaic. That's the case where it's not a good kriya. Mar says further now. Aval korin. Oh, so lelo asas balaz. The Mishnah had said if you read to the foreigners in their language, then you're yotze. So Hamer's Krabba Chaloshin Lo Yatza. We just said earlier that if you read in any language, it's not good. So how can the Mishnah say if you read to the foreigners in their language, it would work? So Rav Shmuel, Damri Tavaya, both of them explain Bilaz Yevani. No, meaning only if it's read in Greek to the Greeks. For them, that's when it works. But any other language would not work. So Heichi Dami, what does it mean if it's written in Greek? Ilema Dechsiva Ashuris. If it's written in Ashuris, which is Hebrew, the Karla Yevanis, but he's reciting it in Greek, Hainu Alpeh, that means he's not reading the words, he's not reading Hebrew, he's reading Greek, which is by heart, which is not good. So Amar Vacha, Bar Abba, Amar Ravacha, Amar Belazar, Shaksuva Belaz Yevanis. No, where it's written in Greek, and it's recited in Greek, that's the one language that would work. So Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yelacha, Amar Belazar, Minayin Shekaru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Kel, interesting Gemara. How do you know Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Kale? Now, I don't know if this should really be Kale or you should really recite the whole thing as Aleph Lamed because it's Yaakov obviously is not a god. I'm not sure how to pronounce this word in this context, but how do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to Yaakov as a Kale, as a some type of god? Shenemar Vayikra Lo Kale Elokei Yisrael. He calls him Kale. And who's calling him? Elokei Yisrael. Hashem is referring to Yaakov Avinu as a Aleph Lamed. So these Haggadah, had you thought, Lemizbeach Karila Yaakov Kale, if Yaakov himself was calling the Mizbeach, he gave it a name, Kale. Vayikra lo Yaakov min Barley. It should have said Vayikra lo Yaakov Kale, but doesn't say Yaakov in the pasuk. Yaakov is not the one who's speaking here. So who's speaking? Ella must be Vayikra lo le Yaakov. It was referring to Akash Baruch who's calling Yaakov Kale. So Gemara says, Umikara, and who is he? Who's calling him Kale? Okay, Israel. So we see Akash Baruch who calls Yaakov Kale. What that means? Not really sure. Something probably pretty deep. Mara says, asks a question, Mesive. Kara Giftis, if he writes it, if he reads it rather than Giftis, what do they say Giftis is? Is there any English? What?
Coptic.
Okay. Coptic, not sure what that means. Fine.
Russian,
Egyptian, that I do know. Okay. Coptic? Yeah, it's what kind of language is that?
It's Coptic. Coptic.
Oh, that's Egyptian?
Ethiopian.
Okay.
No?
Okay, North African. That's what Egypt's in North Africa. That much I know. Okay, so it's fine. Fine. So Giftis, Ivris, Hebrew, Ilmus. What's Ilmus? Anything? Elam. Okay, all right, whatever that. Midias, Yavanis, all these different languages, whatever it is. Lo Yatzei, you're not Yotzei.
Same language as Russian.
Yeah, so not is they. These languages do not work. Lo Yatzei.
Are you speaking about the Baal Megillah here or any person?
I think the Baal Megillah.
Oh.
Yeah, think any person, what do you mean any other person? What would the option be?
If I'm reading it to myself.
If you're doing to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, so whether you're reading for yourself or you're the Baal Kori for everybody else, the same halacha would apply.
So if you follow the Megillah in the English, you're not Yotzei.
Correct. So the Brisa says, you read in any of these languages, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so what's the question? We said above that Yavanis, you are Yotzei. I think that's the question, right? Before we said Yavanis, you are Yotzei. This Brisa clearly says you're not Yotzei if you read Yavanis. Gemara says, no. Halal dami ela laha. It's similar to the other Brisa that says, or the other part of the Brisa, giftis le giftim, ivris le ivrim, ilmis le ilmim, Yavanis le Yavanim Yotzei. No. If you're reading to the people who speak that language, then you actually are Yotzei the Mitzvah, so everything's fine. So then, Yahachi, that's the case. So Rav Shmuel, Amai Mokmi Leila Masisim Balaz Yavanis, Mokmin Becholaz. So why did Rav and Shmuel say that our Mishnah, when it says that you read Laz to the Loazos, that was only in the world of Greece that such a thing existed? But so why didn't they say all languages it works as long as you're speaking French in France and Spanish in Spain and so on and so forth? It should work. So Ella, Masnisim Kebraisa. Really, you're right, the Mishnah is like the Brisa, that if you read to any foreigner in their language that they know, they would be owed to the mitzvah. So, v'chid ma'rav Shmuel, so what were they talking about? Ba'al Midmar, they're referring to the rest of the world. So meaning, Rav Shmuel, damri tervayo, laz yivani l'chol kasher. So they say, I could only be Yotzei the language I understand, English, and if you know Spanish, you're Yotzei Spanish, and French, French. But everyone is able to be Yotzei listening to Greek. That's the exception. That's what they say. If I don't understand Greek and I hear it, I would be Yotzei listening to Greek. But the Gemara said, what do you mean? The Hakatani, doesn't the Brisa say Yavanis only works for the Yavanim? In, but L'chulyam below, it doesn't work for the rest of the world. So Gemara says, Inu Damir Krashbag, they hold, like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanan, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Af Sfarim lo Hatiri Shechichtavu al Yavanis. That he holds that you're only allowed to write it in Yavanis. That Sfarim, that Sefer Torah can only be written in Yavanis. And therefore, who's this explaining who? This is explaining, now, let's see. Right, so Rav and Shmuel, who permitted Yavanis to everybody, so they hold like Rashbag, who permitted also that Sefer Torah can be written in Yavanis to the entire world. But according to the Brisa, that's where they differ. The Brisa says, only Yavanim can listen to Yavanis. So what comes out is as follows. The mission that Brisa both hold, everyone agrees that you can listen to any language that you understand, you're allowed to listen to. The one machlokas is, can other people listen to Yavanis even though they don't understand it? So Rashbag and the Rav and Shmuel both hold, you can be Yotzei Yavanis even though you don't understand it. But the Brisa says only Yavanim can be Yotzei listening to Yavanis. The Gemara says, if that's the case, so Rav and Shmuel, who were Amarim, who came after the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why not just say, Lemri Halacha Krashbag? Why did they say, we hold that Yavanim works for Baalma? Why do they say that? So just say like Rashbag, it's very simple. Because they said, Iha Amri Halacha Krashbag. Had they said we pass like Rashbag, I would have thought, Havamina, Hani Mila Shar Svarim, only when it comes to Shar Svarim, like he himself says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Aval Megillah Dechsiba Kichsavam, Amalo, it says the way it's written. You might think only Lashon Kodesh works, not Yavanis. Kamash Milan comes along, Rav and Shmuel, that says, even Rav and Shmuel Gamliel agrees, even by Megillas Esther, you're Yotzei in Yavanis. Okay, Gemara now says, Halois Sheshama Ashur is Yotzei, a person who doesn't know Hebrew, but hears it in Hebrew, is Yotzei the mitzvah anyways. V'holo Yotzei, my comrade, how is he Yotzei? He doesn't understand what's going on here. So how is that going to help him? Me did the Hava Anashim V'Amearetz. What do you mean? It's no different than women. Anashim here is not Anashim, it's really Ah. Pause, Nashim, referring to women, Nashim. So Nashim, women, and Ami Aretz don't either know what's going on, so they get the mitzvah. So we too also, if we hear a different language, we also, even though we don't understand it, as long as it's in Hebrew, or perhaps in Greek, we'll be Yotzei the mitzvah. That'd be amazing, by the way, to have someone read it in Greek. We'd be all Yotzei the mitzvah. L'chor l'chachila, you'd be Yotzei the mitzvah. What? Okay. Right. Right. Right, possibly, yeah. So Gemara asks, I'm asking about what? You know Greek?
I said for a lot of people, Hebrew was like Greek.
Ah, okay, true. Sure. Okay. But it would be really cool if he really did Greek, though. Mm-hmm. It would be cool if he did Greek, though. I think. Maybe not. Okay, Maskela, Ravina. Ravina says, Atu Anon, Ach Shananim B'nei Ramalachim Miyadinam. Do we? What about the men? The men who are learned. Do we know what the Ach Shananim, I can't even pronounce the word, what that means? So, Ela Mitzas Kriya, Uprisimanisa, Hachanami Mitzas Kriya, Uprisimanisa. We don't have to know every word what it means. The idea is to get the ball rolling, and we'll start asking questions, figure out the story of Purim, and we'll go home and talk to our kids and family, and then we'll talk about the Menace of Purim. The idea is to talk about it. I think if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Pirsuma Nisa, it's around 10 lines up from the bottom, Pirsuma Nisa Afa Pish and Yodim Sheshomim, even though the Am Ha'aretz and the women may not understand, and we may not know on certain words, Shu'alan es Hashomim, we ask those who are listening, Omer ma hi kakriya, what's going on? What's the story about? Hazuv e chayanes, and tell me about the story. Umodin lahem. So it sounds like you could be Yotze, even if you didn't hear the Megillah, you'd still be Yotze Pirsumei Nisa by talking about the story. So you could separate the two different things. So I could be Mekai in the midst of Pirsumei Nisa by reading my kids a storybook about the whole Nes Purim, but not be Yotze the Kriya. And I could be Yotze the Kriya, but if I don't understand, I don't have Pirsumei Nisa unless I talk about the story and understand the story that's going on. Marnal says, Karu Serugin Yatsa. The Mishnah told us if you read Serugin, which we didn't know what that meant really, it meant speaking, reading and pausing, reading and pausing, you're Yotze the Mitzvah. So Lo Haviyada Rabbanan Mai Serugin. The Rabbanan didn't know what the word Serugin meant. They saw it in the Mishnah, they didn't know what it meant. So Shama Lama said the Bei Rebbe, they once heard that the maidservant, a Rebbe, she was a very well-known maidservant. She was a frum one, very learned maidservant. She's also the one who actually caused the ultimate death of Rebbe. The story goes that, I can't remember if it's Ksubis or Baba Kama, that he was at the end of his life, he was very, very sick and going back and forth to the bathroom, and their Rabbanan wanted to daven that he shouldn't leave the world. So they were davening hard, and that he should continue to stay. And she saw how much tsar he was going through at the bathroom every 2 seconds, back and forth, and she said, it's enough. So she broke something, and they stopped davening, and then he was released, and then he ended up dying at that moment. So she knew what was best. They bring a raya from there, that the Gemara in the Nedarim Rashi, the Ran writes, that you're allowed to daven when someone goes through a lot of pain, you're allowed to daven that they die. Now, don't do this unless you ask a shaila, but there's some situations where a person is in so much pain that you're allowed to daven that they actually die based on that sugya. Either way, that was the Amasa de Bei Rebbe. So she said, the Rabbanan once overheard her saying, the Kamar that she said, Lahu Rabbanan, to other Rabbanan who were coming in and out of the house, the Haba Ailu Paski, they're coming in and out, the Bei Rebbe, to the house of Rebbe, and Masa Atem Nichlasim Serugin, until when are you guys going to stop coming in and out? This is crazy already. So they understood Serugin meant pause, going and pausing. That's what Serugin means. Also, Lo Haba Yadu Rabbanan Mai Chalu Glogas. They didn't know what that word meant. So Shamu La Masa the Bei Rebbe, they heard her also saying the Amrle Lehu Gavra. She said to a certain person to have a Kamad Mibader Parpachini. He was spreading out Parpachini. So what does Parpachini mean in English?
Porcelain.
Porcelain. Okay. So he was apparently spreading out porcelain. So that's apparently the word Chalug Logos means. So Admasai. So she said to them Admasai Atam Mifazer Chalug Logos. Until when are you going to stop spreading all this porcelain? Another story, Lo Havi Yadir, Rabban didn't know my Salsala Vitoramicha, they didn't know what this pasuk meant. Shamu La Amasa, the Bei Rebbe, they heard that she said, to have a Amris, that she was saying, Lahu Gavra, to a certain person, to have a Mehapich Bimazi, who's combing his hair. Amri Lay, so she says to him, Ad Masai Atam Misalsim Bisarecha, until when are you going to stop combing your hair? It's enough. Go out and learn or something. Stop looking good. So they understood that the word Misalsa means to comb and fix the hair. The Rabban didn't know my Hashleich al Hashem Yahavcha. They didn't know what the word Yahavcha meant. Hashem through the Yahavcha. Some Rabba Bar Barchana Zimna Chada. One time, this is not the Amasa of the Rebbe. This is a different story now. Have a Azilna Bahade Ahutia, who's once walking along with a certain Arab, the Kadarina Tunan, who's holding a very, very heavy load. So Amrile, he says to me, Shaku Yahavcha Veshade Agmala. Take your load and put it on the camel. So then he understood that Yahavcha means a load, a masa. They didn't know what that pasuk meant. I think it appears in Yeshaya. Yeah. So it says, Shama la masa de Bei Rebbe de Havas Amra lechaverta shikula tates of a tata besa. She told her friend, take a broom and start sweeping the house. So this is a remez at a mitzvah tants. So they had take some dances, they take out a broom and they start sweeping. So some say, they suggested that that's a chukas akum, it's reminiscent of witches flying on brooms. But Weimer once showed me that, I forget who, Rav Meir Zilberstein, has a remez from this pasuk that's referring to sweeping clean. You sweep your house clean, all the kids are out of the house, all married, so you're sweeping it clean. And based on this pasuk, it's supposed to be a positive idea of the use of brooms. Okay, the Gemara now says at the end here, Tanu Rabbanan, the very last line of the Amud here, Kara Serugin Yotzev. A person reads, stopping and pausing, rather reading and stopping, your Yotzev, the mitzvah. Serusin lo Yotzev. You read it Serusin, which means what? Rashi says Serusin is lemafrei. You read everything out of order, then you're not Yotzev, the mitzvah. So Rabbi Muna, Amar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Af B'Serugin. So too, even if you read and pause, it's not always that you're Yotzev. You're only Yotzev im Sha Kedei Ligmor Es Kula Chodz L'Rosh. If you wait enough time, takes to finish the rest of the Megillah. Let's say it takes 45 minutes to finish the Megillah. You pause for 45 minutes, you're no longer Yotzei the Mitzvah, you have to start from the beginning again. So Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Halacha k'Rabbi Muna. The Halacha is like him. Shinesh Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass in that way. Amar Bai Bai says, I want to clarify something here. He says to Rabbi Yosef, K'dei Ligmar Skula Mehecha de Kol Seifa. Does it mean from the rest of the Megillah, whatever's left, maybe the last 15 minutes? Or does it mean Odilma Mereish L'Seifa? So let's say he gets 6 prakam in, and then he waits only 15 minutes. Let's say it takes 15 minutes to finish the rest of the Megillah. And he waits, let's say, 25 minutes. So does he have to now start from the beginning, or only if you wait 45 minutes like it takes to read the entire Megillah? So how long is the waiting period? So Amrle, he says, Me'reishu l'seifa. It has to be from the beginning to the end, which is around 45 minutes, let's say. 30 minutes, depending where you are. 30, 45 minutes. Dim Kane, if that's not the case, what?
Can you do it in a third?
I could certainly do it in a third. Dim Kain, Nasata Derech Alishurin. If that's the case, Nasata Derech Alishurin. So, if that's the case, if it's really from anywhere you want, from you know, any point, then it ends up being different Shirim. Because depending where the person stops, so then it might be 15 minutes, it might be 30 minutes, it might be 26 minutes, but from the beginning to the end, it's pretty uniform. That's going to be, let's say, 45 minutes for all people. It won't change depending where you've stopped. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav Halacha K'Rabbi Muna. We paskin like Rabbi Muna. Ushmul Amar Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Muna. We do not paskin like Rabbi Muna, which means that you even Serugin is Aser. It would mean what? That's Mutter. Even if you wait a long time, it's still Mutter. You can wait as long as you want, it sounds like. That would be Mutter to continue. So Gemara says, Besura Masuhachi. That's how they taught in Surah. But the Pumtadisa Masuhachi, they taught as follows. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Halacha, Ki Rabbi Muna, Ushmu Amar Ein Halacha, Ki Rabbi Muna. Okay, similar idea. Rav Bibi Masni Iprahi taught the opposite. Rav says, we don't paskin that way. Shmuel says, you do paskin that way. Rav Amar Ein Halacha, Ki Rabbi Muna, Shmu Amar Halacha, Ki Rabbi Muna. Okay. Samar Rav Yosef, Nakad de Rav Bibi Biadech. You should hold on to Rav Bibi. What he says is really the correct Kabbalah that we have. The Shmuel who the Chayish the Yehuda, because in general Shmuel is one who's choshesh for Das Yachid, in which case it would mean, how do we know this? That the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, completely different topic, Oshemeres Yavam, Shekidesh Achiv Es Achosa. So what's the halacha? So a little Yavam here, not too complicated, but it's a little bit. So you have a Shomeres Yavam. A Shomeres Yavam is a woman who's waiting. Her husband dies. They have no children. She's Shomer. She's waiting. She's guarding. She's waiting for the Yavam, the brother-in-law, to make a decision of doing Yibam with her or Chalitza with her. Now, during that time, so one of the other brothers, there are multiple brothers who are alive now. So any of those brothers now are Zokik, are connected to her. Until one of them either performs Chalitza or Yibam. But right now they all have to draw a line to them until someone makes a decision. Now one of the other brothers decides to marry her sister. So he marries her sister. The problem is, a person is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. So if the brother, the Yavam, the man, the Yavam, one of the brothers, all of them are now connected to the woman, so you're not allowed to marry the sister. Even though it's not a full marriage, when you're connected to the Shomer's Yavam, even though there's not a marriage yet, there's still a connection, and there's enough of a connection to aser that brother from marrying the sister. So what they say is, what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Amru, Omrim lo hemtein ad shiase achicha gadol. If you want to marry this lady's sister, wait for one of the other brothers to either do Yibum or Chalitza, in which case that releases the other brothers from any connection to this widow, and then that would allow the other brother to marry the sister. That's his suggestion. So in light of this, comes along Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Now even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is only a Das Yachid, Shmuel favors this and Paskins like him. So just like he Paskins like a Das Yachid in the world of Yevamos, he also Paskins like the Das Yachid here in the world of Megillah, that we are concerned with the opinion of Rabbi Mona. Gemara now says Tanur Rabbanan quotes a Raisa Hishmit ba Sofer Osio so Psukim. If the Sofer who writes the Megillah leaves out a few letters or even a few Psukim, the Karin Hakare and the Balkari reads it Kimeturgaman Hamatargim Yatze. So what does it mean Kimeturgaman Hamatargim Yatze? So Rashi explains Kimeturgaman Hamatargim Alpe. He doesn't. There's no words to read. They're missing letters. They're missing Psukim. So he reads it by heart. You are Yotz the Mitzvah, even though we paskin that you can't be Yotz the Mitzvah when Baal Peh, a few different points, different letters, different psukim, that we could tolerate. It just can't be that the entire Megillah is Al Peh. So Gemara asks a question from a Braisa, Meisive. Hayu ba'osios metushtashos o mekuros, if the letters are worn out or they're torn, meaning they're rips in them, not torn in the cloth, but they're breaks within the letters, the ink, Im rishumim nikar, if the impression of them, the line, they're, it's left over, some of the marks, you could still make out the letters, then it would be kshera. Vim la psul, but if not, it would be pasul. So how come we could tolerate some missing letters in the first case, but here we can't? So Gemara says, lo kasha, haba kula haba miksasa. Meaning if the entire Megillah is missing, so then it's pasul. But if only parts of the Megillah are missing, then it's kasher. That's the difference. They talk about how much miksasa, how much has to be missing for it to be a problem. We show them talk about this. So the Gemara now quotes another brisa, Tani Rabbanan, Hashmid ba Kori Pasuk Echad. Let's say the Baal Kori flies through. He tries to make it in 30 minutes and skips a pasuk in doing so. So, Lo Yemar Ekra Esakula. He shouldn't say, you know what? Let me finish the rest of the Megillah. V'charkach Ekra Osa Pasuk. Then I'll go back to that pasuk that I skipped earlier in the beginning. He can't do that because that's a problem of Seirusin. That's reading Lima Freya. That doesn't work. Ela Kori may also pasuk. He has to go all the way back to that pasuk. Veilach and read on. Remember once we had this in growing up in shul in the timonim. So there was a kid. You might remember this. So he skipped a word in the, but no one said anything. And then afterwards we had a little consultation. Everyone agreed that he skipped the word, and we were debating whether or not we should read the whole. Remember this? Whether we should read the whole parsha. So we asked the Baal Kore, and he said he didn't skip a word. So we relied on him saying he didn't skip the word, even though we all convinced that he did skip the word. Either way, that was an interesting situation. Okay, so Gemara says, Nichnas lebeis hakneses. So let's say you enter into the shul, umatzat tzibur, and you find the tzibur shekaru chetzio. So you come in, you get the second half of Megillas Esther. So lo yomar ekra chetzio im tzibur. Don't say, I'll read the second half of the tzibur. V'charkach ekra chetzio. I'll read the other half in the, when I go home later on, out of order. Ela koro somit chilasa v'atzofa. You have to read from the beginning to the end. Yes, I'm not sure why it's being repeated here again. Same idea. I'm not sure. Maybe the idea you might think, since you're chopping some as part of the tzibur, might be better than doing yachid all by yourself. A little, at least half is tzibur, and the other half is yachid, maybe. Remember also, when I went to yeshiva in Hakotel in the old city, so they still have the Ramban shul, at the time it wasn't rebuilt, the Churva shul, they have these minyanim going all the every 15, 20 minutes. So like on a day of Rosh Chodesh, you come a little late, so you chop a laning here, then you catch halal there, and then you dab musaf here, everything's out of order. So one time, I think I davened musaf before Kriyas HaTorah or something, out of order. So that might work actually, but it doesn't work here for Megillah. You can't catch the second half and then the first half earlier. So the Gemara says, Misnamnim Yatza, so a person's dozing off, you are Yotzei the Megillah. If you're listening in such a state, you're Yotzei the Mitzvah Megillah. Heichidami Misnamnim, we said this already in the Mishnah, what's the definition of Misnamnim? Samar Vashi says, Nim velo nim, tir velo tir. He's sleeping but not really sleeping, he's awake but not really awake. The Karlev Anehi, if you call him, he'll respond to you. Lo yada lehadure svar, but he can't give you any back logic. Vichi midchari, but you ask him, lo midchari, he'll remember the conversation. It's like waking your kids up, I don't know if you do this, I do this all the time. You wake your kids up in the middle of the night, and you say something to them and try to play a game. Sometimes they remember, sometimes they don't remember this. What? all the time. So sometimes they remember, sometimes they don't remember. I get bored at night, I miss them. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Hayakosu avador shemagia im kivan libo yatza. The guy, the Baal Kori or the sofer is busy writing, or he's darshaning, or he's fixing the ksiva. If he's kavana, he's yotze. So the Gemara says, Hey chidami, what does this mean? Ida kamasader psuka psuka v'chasivla v'chi. So let's say he's being masader psukim. So he says a pasuk and then he writes the pasuk down. Chi kaven libo my habi alpehu. If he's even if he has kavana, he's not yotze because he said the pasuk by heart first. It's this scenario is he said the pasuk and then wrote it down. So it's obviously not the case there. Ella the kasa psuka psuka v'karle. Meaning he writes the pasuk and then he reads it after he writes the pasuk. So that's the shaila. Are you really yotze if you have kavana? Mi yotze? They'll be passing that you need the entire Megillah in front of you. So the guy's busy writing, like he writes a pasuk, and you don't have an entire Megillah, so you're certainly not Yotze in that case. Even if you require from each Yehudi and on, Tzricha, should take Ksuva Kula. Even if you require that you only read from that point on, the entire Megillah has to be written in front of you, so that can't be the case here. So Ella must be the mancha Megillah kamei. Must be there's another Megillah next to him. The karle meaning he reads from that Megillah psuka psuka v'kasula and he reads a vahibim achashverosh. Then he writes it in the new Megillah. He keeps copying back and forth. So when he reads it from the original one, that's when he's having kavana to be yotze the mitzvah Megillah, and he would be yotze if he does have such kavana. So Gemara says, let's conclude from this Gemara then. Lema Masaile, maybe this means this is a support. L'Rabba Bar Barchana, Damer Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar B'Yochan, Oser Lichtov Os Achas Shelo Min Ksav. You're not allowed to write a letter unless it's from the Ksav. If you're writing a Sefer Torah, we're writing Tefillin or Mezuzahs, at this stage of the Gemara at least, you cannot write it by heart. You have to write it from another Sefer that's wide open. So the fact that we say here, this case must be, where he has a Megillah open, and he reads from the Megillah, and then writes it, that must be a proof that you have to have another Sefer open to copy from to write a new Megillah Esther. Whereas it's not true. Dilma disrami le isrami. Maybe this just happens to be, that was the scenario. He happens to have a Megillah in front of him, but you don't need to have a Megillah in front of him. That was the scenario. So therefore he'd be yotze if he read from the Megillah. But there's no right that it has to be that way. Maybe if he knows it by heart, in a chanami, he could write it by heart. Gufa, the Gemara quotes what we said above, the Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar B'Yochanan, Oser Lichtov Osachas Shalom Neksav. You cannot write even one letter if it's not from a pre-existing sefer. So Maisi Ve'Gemara asks, Amar Rashba, Rabbi Shimon Elazar asks, says rather, Maisi Rabbi Meir, there's once a story of Rabbi Meir, Shehalach La'Aber Shana, he went to be Ma'aber the Shana Ba'Asya, and that was the name of the city where there used to be Ma'aber the Shana. But Lo Hayasham Megillah, they did not have a Megillah there. Now this makes sense, by the way, because they would be Ma'aber the Shana in Adar. They were allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana right before Lamed Adar. If Lamed Adar hits, and they were not added another month in, they can no longer be Ma'aber the Shana anymore. So it was during Adar, happens to be on Purim day when they had this discussion. They didn't have a Megillah. So what happened? The Chasva Milibo, he knew it by heart, Rabbi Meir. So he wrote the entire Megillah by heart. The Kara, and then he read it. So how you write it? We just said above, Aser Lichtov Osacha Shalav. So how is Rabbi Meir able to do this? So Amr Shiny Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was a different Bria. Rabbi Meir, the Mekayim Bey, he's Mekayim the Pasuk, Vapafecha Yashir Negdecha. That even though his eyes were closed, he was able, he must have had photographic memory of some sort, he was able to envision the entire Sefer Torah in front of him.